Now to another court, this one in New York. Disgraced financier Bernard Madoff is in court this morning. He'll find out how many years he'll spend in prison for running a multi-billion dollar fraud. The Justice Department reached a settlement last Friday with Madoff's wife, Ruth. She relinquished all the assets she shared with her husband. Mrs. Madoff gets to keep $2.5 million. The list of names Madoff defrauded includes the rich and famous, like Steven Spielberg and Larry King, and a lot of people of more modest means. Some of them are testifying today at Bernard Madoff's sentencing. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Ronnie Sue Ambrosino lost everything in the collapse of Bernie Madoff's empire, and she was eager to come to New York today to watch Madoff get sentenced. But when I spoke to her late last week by cell phone from her home in Arizona, she wasn't sure she'd make it. She didn't know if she could raise the money for the flight.
This is my life. It's Friday. I don't know if I'm going to be in Manhattan on Monday. I mean, this is part and parcel of a day in the life of a Madoff victim.
Ambrosino and her husband Dominic are among more than 100 Madoff victims who wrote letters to federal judge Dennis Chin about the sentencing. She told the judge they didn't just lose money, they lost a life, the life they thought they'd lead when they retired. She says a harsh sentence won't bring her life back, but
it is a concern to me in this aspect. If justice is done, that's all I want.
A lot of other Madoff victims are certain to show up this morning to a hearing that already feels somewhat anticlimactic. Madoff has already been in jail since pleading guilty in March. His attorney has asked the judge to give his client a sentence of just 12 years. Former federal prosecutor Dan Richman says Madoff himself is likely to address the courtroom to make his case for a lighter sentence.
It is entirely likely that this will be a very formal proceeding where Madoff speaks and conveys the depth of his sorrow and shame at what he did.
Richman says considering how many people were affected by Madoff's meltdown, the judge is unlikely to agree to a light sentence. Prosecutors are asking for life, but Richman doesn't want to predict what kind of sentence Madoff will get. He says there are federal sentencing guidelines, but they're used in an advisory way. And Richman notes it almost doesn't matter. After all, Madoff is now 71 years old.
The fact is, anything over a 20-year sentence can easily amount to him spending the rest of his life in jail. And people can have views about whether it should be 100 or life or 2,000, but I'm not sure it makes that much of a difference.
Safira Linden agrees. She runs the Omega Theater in Boston. Its entire endowment was wiped out by the Madoff collapse, and so were her life savings. Linden says the length of Madoff's sentence is almost beside the point.
I could care less, frankly. I just don't think that's the point. How many years and how much revenge we can get with this man.
Linden talks to a lot of Madoff victims regularly, and most of them have other things on their minds these days. Many have been left without any savings.
Everybody that I know, the main feeling is the sentencing almost doesn't matter. What matters is what the government does to help us get our money back or some of it.
The Madoff sentencing also raises another question. Federal officials have now filed civil charges against some of the funds that funneled money into Madoff's firm. But other than Madoff himself, the only person to face criminal charges in the case so far has been his accountant. Many investors remain deeply skeptical that Madoff could have pulled off such a huge crime without more help, and they're waiting to find out whether prosecutors plan to go after anyone else. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.